Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to welcome everyone in. I'd like to say here to this nice, cozy corner room, but hadn't warmed up real good in here yet. The old courthouse is kind of hard to get warm on some of these cool evenings, but we've got the gas fireplaces going, and got electric heater in one of the rooms where the guests sit, trying to keep them maybe real nice and comfortable till they get in here. But it's great to be with everyone this morning. We're proud to be out during this little skiff of snow we've got down here. We only got about 4 inches, I think. So we're out and going. I've got one of the city aldermen here with me this morning to begin with, and I think we've got a couple of things we're going to talk about, and then Mayor Dale Reagan will be up in a few minutes, and we'll do one of our monthly chats or whatever. How often I can get him up here. Sometimes he's a little bashful about coming on, but not very often. But we'd like to welcome everyone in again this morning, and want to remind you that, of course, we are coming to you live and living color right now. But we will be rebroadcasting this evening about 6 o'clock. So remind your friends, if they're not able to listen to us live and direct, that they can tune in for the rebroadcast. And I also want to remind everyone that this broadcast is made possible through all the sponsors that we have buying time on this hour with you folks, and also that the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Program also help with this. And I want to remind everyone that the Three Star Program and the Clay Chamber are always looking for folks that have some spare time and want to volunteer to help do some things around Salina and Clay County. So keep that in mind. If you've got some spare time, come out and help them out a little bit with stuff. We also want to remind everyone that this is the day for the Birthday and Anniversary Club, sponsored by the DQ Grill and Chill here in Salina. And the way to get your name on the list is to call 243-5574. And we'll, of course, remind everyone again that this is an answering machine that will be talking to you. And it can't talk back to you when you ask questions, so you need to speak slowly, clearly, and give your name and a number you can be contacted at, and the person that you're wishing to honor their celebration of a birthday or anniversary. And we'll be doing that about halfway through the show, and then toward the end of the show, we'll draw out a name from the folks that we've got on our list today, and they can go by the Clay Chamber and pick up a certificate and take that over to Dairy Queen and get them one of those delicious ice cream cakes that they whip out over there. But and let's see, we've got a couple other things here. The Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony, if we don't get snowed out, is scheduled for this Saturday afternoon down at the Clay County High School cafeteria. And the official part of the program will start at 2 p.m. with a buffet banquet. And but we all tell people that come on in about an hour earlier, and we'll have a social hour and talk to the athletes coming in. A lot of the ones, the members of the Hall of Fame will be there. And it's a great time to talk to some of your old friends from here in the Clay County High Schools. And we've got a number to be inducted this year. And like I said, that ceremony will start immediately after the meal's finished. We don't know how long that lasts. It just depends how long it takes everybody to eat up all the good food they've got prepared. And you can, if you want to come out, you can get a ticket for the meal. You can call over at Salina High School at 243-2340, I believe is the number over there still. And they can tell you about it. I think the prices are $12 for adults, $7 for children. So you can give them a call, and they can get that fixed up for you. And I also want to tell everyone that I think I saw this on Facebook, that Cora Key, a young lady we've had on here a few times with Mr. Randall Kimes, that her pig won the Grand National Championship at the Pig Show, I guess, yesterday. So we want to congratulate Cora, and I know that Mr. Kynes will have that group back up here to let them tell us just how well they did at the contest in the last few days. But right now, I guess we need to take a little short break, get a few words in from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with Alderman Charlie Gold here just in a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, everyone, we're back. Charlie hadn't left me. He hadn't froze out and run off. He's still sitting here. Of course, he's closer to the fire than I am, so I guess he may be, his back may get warm before this is over with. But now, in addition to being an alderman, Charlie, how long have you been on the Board of Aldermen here in the city? Has it been a little over a year? Or?
No, this is coming up the third year.
The third year? You're an old timer now, aren't you? Time flies. I think I had you on when you were... Oh, move a little bit. Yeah, get a little bit closer to that microphone. Folks, they need to hear you. I also want to introduce him. He was one of the stars in our Christmas variety show this year. In case you missed that, you missed the chance to hear him pick and grin a little bit. I know we all had a big time with that this year, and... I think maybe we surprised some folks when looked up and saw you sitting on the stage. Is that one of your first public performances with a crowd?
Probably one of the first.
I
really enjoyed and had a good time.
We all had a great time with that. But right now, Charlie, what's going on with the city right now? I mean, some of the things, some of the important things you think that needs to happen, some of the things that are going to happen. A little rundown real quick, and then we'll get into some specific things, maybe.
Well, we've got several things, you know, on hand to do here. A couple of programs have brought to the attention at our last city meeting about some sidewalks coming in from maybe the intersection coming down to the downtown area there. I think you sit in over there.
Yeah, I sat in on one of the early meetings, and this project is, I think, probably one of the more needed projects we've had. Of course, we need sidewalk improvements all over the city. I know a lot of people think that sidewalks aren't used anymore, but if you sit out here on some of these places, and you'll notice even that there's a lot of walking traffic still here in Salina. And this project, as Charlie said, is going to run from the four-way stop all the way over and have access to the apartments over across from the Dairy Queen there, out by the drugstore. So it's going to give people where they can even, you know, walk from downtown if they need to, buy some drugstores, buy the new Family Dollar store, which it looks like it's getting ready to open. That's big news for us, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, Mayor Curry, he needed us to go ahead and apply for this grant that's going to be available. And I think the way he explained it, that we had just almost received the grant. They just needed the paperwork and all that done. So hopefully everything will work out on that.
And I think you said that I think the minimum on it was maybe $500, and it could go up to nearly $900,000.
I think that's what he told us.
And, you know, depending on the size of the project, and I think, you know, some of the just off-the-collar estimates they threw out, that this thing could be up around $700,000-$800,000 project to build this sidewalk, and it is a 95.5 grant, which means we only have to come up with $5 for ever 100, isn't it? I mean
that's
there's not many of those around anymore, is there?
No, there's not.
Most everything they want you to do now, it's on a 50-50 match, and 50-50 cash too, isn't it?
Yes.
I know there used to be ways you could get around some of those things with in-kind stuff. People like Charlie would volunteer to come in and do some of the work, and we would get to count. You'd get to count his hours and count that as part of our in-kind match. But I think they just about cut all that out, haven't they?
Just about taking it all out.
Okay, Charlie. I know another thing that came up at the meeting the other night. I'm sure you'd like to talk a little bit about is I guess you'd call him a city inspector or something.
Codes guy. Yes. I actually voted no on this project, but it's not that I'm against cleaning up the town and all. It's just having the funds to support the program at this moment. It's just, I don't feel that, you know, we got the backing as right now, but hopefully it will all work out and be good. It's not that I disapproved of the guy that they wanted to hire and all, and they did hire. But I feel that there's lots of people, you know, in Clay County and Salina that needs a job and all right now. And that's sort of why I voted against that program. But I hope everything works out with it.
Well, just exactly what are we talking about, Charlie, here?
Well, we've had rules, and the city has, when I say we, the city has rules and stuff for you. Going to build your house and stuff and all this, and you're going to remodel and all. You're supposed to come in and get permits and all. They just haven't really enforced this and all for years. And this guy, he's going to be kind of overseeing that and making sure that that's kept straight and all. And then he's also going to be in property maintenance for you, you know, get out and maybe keep your property cleaned up and stuff like that. So that's basically what that's going to be.
That is a little bit of a problem, isn't it, Charlie?
Oh, yes, yes. We have several things here that needs to be cleaned up and all. And I understand people doesn't have the money a lot to do projects like that, but still you can't really let your city, you know, stay cluttered up and all. Need to keep a nice appearance. And I'm guilty of it, too. I've got to do a little stuff myself, you know.
Well, I noticed, you know, when you drive through some of the back streets, there are some houses that have burned out, and they burned out a number of years ago that are still sitting there. Just, the char still remains. Nothing's been cleaned up, and I know there's a couple of older houses that are falling in right off the main street here in Salina.
Yes, yes, we have several properties like that, and like I said, I know. They get their insurance money and stuff like that, and it all comes through, but then they leave the old houses there, and then it's just an eyesore for the community.
What about abandoned property in the city, Charlie?
I don't know the rules on that. A lot of times you'll get in touch with someone. Excuse me. You'll get in touch with their family members and stuff, and then they'll come and they'll pay the taxis up on it and stuff to keep it going. But now we were told, or if you get behind, you know, when the taxis up, that, and force a sale of the property or anything like that. That has to go through the county. The city didn't have enough people that to force a tax sale like that, you know, to get the property back up and all. But now we had some old buildings that sat here for years. Everybody saw there, and then the Ogletree boys, they purchased that and they brought that property back up, and it's really looked good, don't they?
They've kind of turned that into a show place, haven't
they?
I mean, I don't know very many people that come by the four-way stop there now that don't stop and take a look, and a whole lot of them pull over there in front of it or close by and get out and go in.
I have a lot of people, of course, they know I'm one of the city officials there, and they've stopped and said, what did you all do?
And I know that the part we see now is just the first phase of that. I think they're working on a couple of townhouse apartments there on top, and we noticed they have put some ironwork out on the outside where folks, if they rent the townhouses, can actually come out and sit out over the street here in Salina and have a mint julep or a sweet tea in the afternoons. But it's really looking good there. But then on the other side of the four-way stop, I know we've got a building over there that the roof is just about completely down on the ground, don't we?
Yes. I don't know much about that other than you're correct. It is falling in. The guy, I think he wants to sell them, but that's between buyer and selling there, I guess. But hopefully someone could purchase that and bring that back to San Jose, and it would really make that part of the town look nice, too.
Okay, and we spoke a minute ago about the family dollar store. Look like they're in the process right now of stocking the new store. I don't know how many square feet of space they've got there, but that is a nice modern building, isn't it?
It is.
And I've also noticed little work going on there in the old auto parts building.
I'm not positive, but I think Parker Dollison purchased that, and I don't know what his plans is for it, but he's doing lots of work in there.
So it looks like we got a little bit more improvement going on, don't we?
I like to see that for his business coming to town.
Okay, try to just take a little short break and get in a word or two from our sponsors here, and we'll be back just in a second.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Prescription drug abuse is on the rise with our youth, and the consequences can be deadly. What's in your medicine cabinet? Learn how to keep your kids safe. Call Narcanon and find out how to prevent prescription drug abuse in your family. Call Narcanon, 877-413-3073. That's 877-413-3073. Or drugsknow.com.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we'd like to welcome everyone in here to Clay County corner here this morning, and it is a kind of a nippy corner this morning. And of course, we are on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, our local Salina radio station, and we do come to you live every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and we're here with you for an hour with some interesting conversation with a lot of our local folks. We have officials like we have this morning. We have a city alderman, and we've got the county mayor scheduled to be up here in a few minutes. And we've delved into a couple of things here in the city, and you know, we've got some look like, you know, some brighter days coming for us here in the city. And I know there are still lots of things we need to address. And I know, and Charlie's a business owner here too, so a lot of these things, he has the insight of a businessman and, of course, a member of the Board of Aldermen, which with the mayor, that do control a lot of the things that go on in the city on the political side. Charlie, on the other side of it, as a merchant here, are there any things that you think the city needs to be doing to help our merchants here in any way? Can you think of some things that we might, you know, that wouldn't cost a lot of money that just need to be implemented maybe?
I like the sidewalks all the way around town. I think that would help and keep them clean and stuff like that. And I think that's something the city could work on for the merchants and, you know, for the foot traffic we have. We have several people that stops in and walks around our town. And, you know, it all boils down to money and be able to do it. But now, Mayor Kerr has made some sidewalks and the employees have fixed them themselves and all. And that would help, you know, just for the people, the foot traffic around the square and all, and that would be that. And then, like I said, just keeping the place clean. And
well, you know, I think the around the square is pretty good now. I don't know if any place really that's cluttered up around the square. We still do have some minor problems sometimes with the stuff being left on the sidewalks, and I know we do have some residential areas around the square that sometimes, people park where they shouldn't be parking and things like that. I mean, I know, I'm sure, you know, we don't want to tow off somebody's vehicle in front of the place where they're living, but, you know, we do have ample parking space away from the square, and, you know, I don't know what we could do about that, but, It seems like, you know, there are some little minor things, I guess little aggravating things, aren't there, that merchants have to put up with.
I have complaints, and that was what I was going to bring up next, what you were touching on there. I have several complaints about that. Of course, we have apartments and things in the town here, in the side of the city, and they park and they stay overnight, and then got one particular business up here where it's a laundromat, and I have several people, well, where can I park to get into that business and all, and of course I'll tell them, you know, some places like the bank parking lot and stuff like that, but that would be nice, but I don't know where city's way it's laid out, how we can do anything to...
There's not much you can do anymore, is there? I know we do have some parking spaces. I know the bank has a parking lot over here, and we do have some parking spaces around the square. But, you know, if we had a lot of automobile traffic parking, of course, I've heard different folks say that, you know, if you don't have a parking problem with a business, you don't have a business.
You don't have a business.
So, you know, that's one nice thing about that. But, you know, it seems like I said, the mayor and the aldermen have done a pretty good job of, especially around the square. We spruced it up, and we've got some 3-star grants. And I think they've got one this year that is going, a downtown grant, I believe. Well, I'm not sure exactly what they're called, but I think it's to work on improving the storefronts, maybe with windows and things like that. So we should start noticing some changes here in town again on some of those things.
Those grants are nice. You know, I think Dr. Young and several other people, they all work at getting those in here. And it's really helped this town out now.
For you know, say. A lot of those things I know were things that maybe the merchants had planned on doing, and it's great when you plan on doing something and you find out that you can get maybe about half of it or a little more paid for, isn't it?
That's real great.
Now, I know up your way, I know we've tried to emphasize in the things we do around the square is, you know, getting people to walk up Lake Avenue there, up to the businesses up and down through there, and I know that you and Pam do a great job of decorating, and I know you've got an air conditioning shop up there, but you got to do a great job of decorating stuff for the holidays, and people look and notice, and they remember, hey, we might ought to stop in and see what Charlie is doing in there. So
yeah, I get several calls because of that there, you know,
and
I don't really sell anything retail out there. Maybe some appliances every once in a while, but they stopped at my neighbor there, Kathy Merritt's there. They'll go
yeah.
up and stop there, and then the old Charlie, you know.
Well, Charlie, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. It's always good to talk to you, and we're looking for a couple more performances next time we have a show down here, and so I guess you need to start practicing on things again, getting ready for next year on that stuff.
It'll take me a year or two to practice it. I thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks for being here and giving us a little bit of an update on what's going on here in the city. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with our next guest here in a minute. And I guess we can talk to him a few minutes, and we'll be ready to get into our birthday and anniversary club. But right now, let's take a little short break.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's Dad O'Clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Reagan slipped in after I run Charlie off, and he's sitting here, and I guess he's going to give us a little rundown on what's been going on in the county. We hadn't talked to him about a little over a month, have we?
Probably so. It's back before the holidays, I guess, that we had the opportunity to be here. And, again, thank you, Thomas, for that opportunity. And WVFV, all the staff, thank you all for doing what you do for us here in Clay County and the city of Salina, because I know that we have a lot of listeners out there now that I feel like they're, you know, are tuning in and listening because I can run into folks, you know, from time to time, and they say, hey, we heard you on the radio the other day, and so that's good to know, and we appreciate all those that are out there.
It's nice to know you want it, isn't it?
It is, yeah, every now and then, for sure, it is. Before we do anything, I want to thank Billy Kendall for the picture that he made yesterday morning and put on Facebook of this, as you refer to it, we both do from time to time, the grand old lady. And that was a beautiful picture, and I certainly appreciate that.
And he shot it from the other side of the square, which we usually shoot. I usually shoot things on this side where we got our Christmas tree up and stuff like that. But that was a great picture.
Oh, it was. It was beautiful. It sure was. Thomas, bringing everybody up to date, and I'll try my very best. We try our very best to always do this after a county commission meeting to bring everybody up to date with the happenings in county government. The January 4th meeting, we had a couple of notaries, Jennifer Copas and Joey Cordley, and we also had three resolutions that we took in consideration and brought before the commission. And it was a budget amendment. Well, all two of them, resolution one was a budget amendment for the highway fund, and resolution two was a resolution budget amendment for the general fund with some grant funding, the drug coalition and all that. Most of all of that is grant funded. And we have to, when we get that money in, we have to move it around and put it in the category it needs to go in. And also, resolution number three was we reappoint the board members of the Agricultural Board at the first of every year, and we did that. And that was pretty much it. It was kind of a short meeting on the part of resolutions, but we had some visitors there that made some comments, and we had to go over some stuff. And also, one of the commissioners, on a motion, they wanted to Turriota Road, which goes to the landfill out in the west end of the county. They made a request and made it in a motion, form of a motion, to come before the commissioners to put a speed limit on that road. And they got a second on that, and it passed. And I want to say, and I may be, because I didn't write it down, I'm thinking 25 or 30 mile per hour speed limit on that. I'm not really for certain for that, but that motion did pass. And then when that happens, it goes to the next step. It goes to the highway superintendent, and he goes to make preparations about installing the proper signage.
You know, traffic around some places need consideration, doesn't it? Slowing it down and making it just generally safer.
Thing about that is, on county roads, if it's not posted, it falls back to the state speed limit. So just like if you got a county road, let's say I live on New Hope Road, if there's not a speed limit posted on that road, it's 55 mile an hour. And that's just the way it is. You know, it falls back to the state limit. And but the county commission has the authority to set speed limits on county roads. Once they get a speed limit set, it goes into a little more detail if they want to come back and remove that or lessen it or do something there. You got to go a little bit more into detail to change it. But we've got several roads out there now that the county commission is looking at that to do that, and they have the authority to do it, but they always try their best to whatever district that road lies in, that they'll try to get out and talk to the constituents and make sure that, you know, that's going to be, you know, what everybody wants, and to make sure that we want everybody to be safe.
Yeah,
and that's for
and
sure.
The road you mentioned, the New Hope Road, is probably one of our faster growing in the past, I know, the past 20 years.
It is.
County roads, as far as, you know, residents going up, and I know there are a lot of young kids that live on that road now, isn't there?
There is.
And there's not a lot of places where you need to be going 55 miles an hour from one end up to the other one, is
it? No, but if it's, and like I said, you know, if it's not posted, if it's not been posted and approved by the county legislative body, it does fall back, I mean, to the 55 mile an hour speed limit, just like the state. The county commission don't have no authority on state roads.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, we can make requests to our legislature, and the legislature usually takes them in consideration.
Okay. Let me ask you one other thing while we're talking about the highways, and that is the thing with the truck route through Salina. I saw the state crew up doing some new signage down at the four-way stop, but apparently a lot of the GPSs are still trying to send trucks down through the north instead of on the truck route.
Yeah, the normal route for years for Highway 50, when you come into Salina, is come and do a dog leg around the old courthouse here. And pretty much everybody around it that growed up here and knows this area, we've always called it the truck route, come straight through the four-way stop here by the bank and come around and then here by the Billy's Burgers, go straight on through like that. But the Highway 52 route comes up and brings us, like I said, a dog leg up and around the courthouse, and that puts you up here at this the four-way stop here by the banks, making a terrible curve turn right there for some of these 53-foot trailers, and especially if they've got a long-nose tractor that they're pulling with, it makes it very difficult. Well, what the state is looking at doing, of course, we're still begging to the state officials and TDOT for them to consider the bypass around Salina. And the engineering work and stuff has been done. It was done probably 6 years ago. And but we're still hoping that that can be a reality here in a few years. But what they're doing now is they're making the route between the banks and out, and you know, on this side of the courthouse coming down through here, the main 52 route. And once they do that, then that'll reset GPS's. And that's where they get in trouble at.
Right.
A lot of these truckers that comes through here that, and we're getting a lot of truckers now with the new highway and all that, and that's a good thing because we got
they
a lot of
been
folks
here before, haven't they?
Exactly. And when they come in, you know, they depend on that GPS. And if they, I guess, reconfigure that thing or reprogram it or whatever, then it'll make their life a lot easier when they come through. So we're hoping that that's on the agenda for the TDOT to do, to come up and do the signage on
them. I know if you've ever watched one of them come up, you will see them down at the four-way stop coming in. You see a little look in their eye and say, I'm supposed to turn here.
Yeah.
Then they get up here in front of Jimmy White's office, and they say, do what?
Yeah.
And then they get down at the next four-way stop, and they say, uh-oh.
Yeah, I followed a trucker in from Moss here, and it's not been that long ago, probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And you can normally tell when somebody's coming in, it's not been here in a while.
Yeah, you sit down there looking.
And I seen he turned his turn signal on here at the first four-way stop to come up by Jimmy White's office and around this way, and I thought, He's going by that GPS. So I come on around the square, and I caught him over here at the four-way stop, and he was trying to turn. And he was sitting there just, you know, like I would be in New York City, not knowing where to go. And I got out and told him if he'd back up a little bit and just head on up East Lake Avenue, you'd bring him back around, and that got him back on track.
Okay, let's take a little short break and come back, and I'll read off the list of names of the folks that are going to be eligible for a cake here in a minute, and and I'm sure we've got some other things we've got some to talk about. Looks like
sure.
We've got some more notes over here, so
yeah.
We might let you use those notes this time for a few minutes.
Okay, we'll try our best.
We'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh. talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I got Mayor Reagan here still with me, but I guess before we get back to him, we need to take care of our birthday and anniversary club folks today. We've got not a real lengthy list, but we've got quite a few on here, and we'll begin with those. This is for the week of January the 15th through the 21st, and we didn't have anyone on January the 15th, but on the 16th, we have got Callie Kendall, who is 15 years old, and this is from Pa and Nina, and also Tommy Denton, a former classmate of mine from a few years ago, celebrating his birthday on the 16th, and also Pat Collins, and this wishes from friends and family out in the Pine Hill area, and I believe then on the 17th, Billy Walker celebrated a birthday, someone said.
I think that's right.
Dale Braun, and also Kendra Ray, and this was called in by Brenda Faye Smith, wishing her happy birthday. And then on the 18th, Carrie Cherry, Arlene Davis, and then on the 10th, Betsy Holtham, wished a happy birthday from her little sister, Linda. And then on the 18th, Rhonda Bailey celebrated, says, the big 6-0.
Well,
says, her mind may say 16, but her body says, no, you're 60. I don't know who put that in there. It wasn't me, Rhonda. And then on January the 19th, Dudley Korth celebrated a birthday. And then also Corbin Smith celebrating a ninth birthday. And this is from Poppy and Grandma Smith, Dad, Mom, and the rest of the family. And then also on the 19th, James Hamilton celebrated a birthday, and that's from his kids and grandkids. And also on the 19th, Flynn Browning wished a happy birthday from Brenda Faye Smith. And then on the 20th, Kathy Merritt celebrated a birthday, and Sherry Henson, and Sherry's birthday was called in by Hannah and Haley. And then on the 21st, we had Diane Grimes, and I think that takes care of all of our birthdays and anniversaries for today. And toward the end of the program, we'll draw out a name, and they will win a big nice cake from over at the Dairy Queen. And I want to remind everyone to go over to the Dairy Queen and go by and get them a breakfast in the morning, or take advantage of the $5 meal that they've got going on. And nice folks over there, and they're one of our good sponsors here on the radio show that makes it possible for us to be on here every Thursday morning. Okay.
That cake would be absolutely delicious on a snowy day. I don't know what it is, but it seemed like I like ice cream, and I want ice cream more in the wintertime than I do in the summertime and everything.
Well, that's kind of balancing your body out.
I guess, but they are delicious.
They are that. Well, Mayor, what else we got going on?
Well, we got also, before we closed out the county commission meeting, they had the ambulance committee wanted to schedule a meeting with the ambulance. The chairman of the ambulance committee wanted to set a meeting with the ambulance committee on the 25th. Of this month, which will be after planning, which will be next Monday night, and to get together, and they do that about once or twice a year, and to discuss, you know, the situations and stuff with the ambulance committee. And speaking of the ambulance committee, we did get approved for our CDBG grant of our community livability grants, and we've applied for a new ambulance, and I think they've got a couple of heart monitors that they've applied for, and a couple of cots, I believe, that they've got in there, as well as a emergency generator to go along with our EOC center that we had to take out of the budget whenever we built the center down here, because it come in over budget, and we had to So when that happens, you have to go back and you have to start back up and repunt and start taking stuff out that you don't necessarily, you know, you need it, but I mean, it's something that you can do without until you can do better. And that's what we put in for is a $315,000 grant that we got. And by us being three-star certified here in the county, we only have to match that 7%. So about $23,000 to get $315,000, that's a pretty good investment.
Yes, it is. And, of course, like we said about the sidewalk grant, those things are getting scarcer than hen's teeth.
They are. I mean, the matching grants, and that's what, you know, a lot of people, I know that Ray and Dr. Young and different ones around that volunteer, and there's a host of those, Ike and a lot of folks that volunteer, and you yourself do that. And if you start trying to name everybody, I couldn't do it because I'd certainly leave someone out, and I certainly wouldn't want to do that because everybody's important. And that's what makes this very possible. Well, that's what makes all of our grants possible that we apply for now, because if we certified, three-star certified, they don't consider you. And if we're a at-risk county, we're not a county that is depressed. We're out of that mode right now. Now, don't know how long we'll be out of that mode because we're right there running neck and neck with Pickett County. Pickett County is a depressed county, and since the active network out here, since they've left, we lost about probably in the neighborhood around 70 employees. So that's thrown us up in the category of we could possibly be back, you know, getting to the depressed category, which we don't want to be there. We don't like that. But when it comes to grants and stuff, you get the opportunities are there a little bit better than they are some of the counties that's not considered in those categories. So 7%, normally the CDBGs are 10%, but where that we're three-star certified, that gives us, that knocks off about 4 points or 3 points, I believe it is, and we're 7% that we have to come up with the match on that.
Okay, and I know last Thursday, meeting that I normally go to, but being here at the radio show last week, I didn't get to go to, and I know you were there, and most of our county officials, we had a group from down at the high school, I think.
Absolutely,
there.
Yeah, I tickled to death.
Once again, we probably had the most people than any of the counties around.
I haven't heard Ray and him say, but I know we had a lot of folks there, and I know I just want to give out a hearty thank you to our class students that made their way over there. I was tickled deaf when I was sitting there at the table, and when it got started and I looked down the table and here Clay County students come in and started sitting down the table down through there by me, and that's great. I mean, it gave them opportunity to see, and I think that's something that we need to emphasize more on. I know back when I was in school and stuff, we didn't do a lot of that, and But the happenings in county government, the financial part of it, and all that needs to be, you know, I think very important, you know, to our students, especially when they're getting up into the high school age, to start understanding what it is to do a budget and all that and what it pertains to. So there's so much of it, and it changes every year. And the state government seems like it changes every 15 minutes, and I know our national government changes every few seconds, seems like, but I was tickled to death to see them. And also, Thomas, another opportunity that I think that we got, and I'd like to thank Mr. Jane Miller for helping get this together for us. Ray and Dr. Young and myself had the opportunity to go down Tuesday to Nashville to sit before the panel of the governor's task force. And we made our plea and to them of the situation that we have here in Clay County, where we're at, and what we've accomplished, and what our goals is that we'd like to get to. And out of the result of that, I think Ray had received a phone call from some of those state officials yesterday inquiring about some stuff that we had the handout that he gave and the presentation that was made down there. And Ray did an outstanding job, and I want to thank him for, because you're going before, you're sitting, I think there's 21 members of the governor's task force that sit around that panel. and everyone from the Department of ECD to agricultural to just about all the staff, cabinet members of the governor were on that panel. And so we had the opportunity to plead to them about a lot of different situations, our infrastructure, and I feel like that if we can get our infrastructure up, and when I'm talking about infrastructure, I'm talking about water, sewer, and things like that that can help us get it out into areas that that we don't have out available. And once you do that, that will entice people to build more homes and companies to look our way, and that will help us on our tax base. Our tax base is small, and that's one of the reasons why our tax base rate is the sixth highest in the state. And that being said, a penny, and I know you've heard me say this before, but a penny only generates a little over $10,000 here in Clay County, and that being the reason for that is our tax base is low. And the more things that we can get to try to help, you know, with our infrastructure to build that up, to get more people to do more things, like if we could get sewer, water and stuff run out in areas that needed to be, that's what we need to do.
Okay, let's take a little short break again, and we'll come back. It's getting about time to wrap up here in a few minutes, but it seems like we just get started good each week. And
I think you cut me off too short. I tell you what, you guys tell me to come on up, and we can just sit here and talk all day long. I know you can, but yeah, I thank you all so much.
Okay, we'll be back just in a second.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. While we were off, a little drawing for the cake, and I hate to make this announcement, but I don't know, Dale, we might talk him out of a piece of this cake, but there's many kids and grandkids that may send it from them. James Hamilton.
Oh, my goodness.
Won the cake today. So, James, if you find time in your busy schedule to run by the chamber office.
All right, I'll go pick it up for you.
Well, yeah, Mayor Reagan said he would go by and pick it up for you and watch it real carefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until you had time to come get it. But, James, you have won the birthday and anniversary cake today from the Salina Grill and Chill here. And so we'll have a certificate there for you a little bit after the radio show is over with. Dale, we got a few more things. Go ahead and just...
Well, the weather, I know that you know that we had a December, you know, was just extremely warm, and we all kind of got spoiled a little bit, and then January hit us, and Mother Nature said, got you, you know. So But I want to I thank all of our emergency service personnel that are out there and are striving to do their best. And I know TDOT workers and their county highway department and everything, they do an outstanding job, I think. I know that keeping the roads as safe as they possibly can. And also, Thomas, there's something that I want to, because I'm an old firefighter by trade, you know, and along this time of the year, we want to make sure that everybody has got a smoke detector in their home and check those out and make sure them things are working, because 99% of the folks that the fatalities in a fire, the fire is not what kills them, it's the smoke. And if you don't have a smoke detector out there, contact me or somebody with fire departments, and we'll try our very best to try to see if we can't get you one, especially if you're an elderly person. And if you're not, the best place to put one is in a hallway near a bedroom, or if it's, you've got a two-story house, I'd make sure I'd had one on that staircase somewhere or another, because we certainly want everybody to be safe. We want you to be warm during this cold spell, but we want you to be cautious. And a lot of people depends on electric heat, electric heaters and stuff, and make sure you keep everything away from them at a safe distance. And don't the little brown extension cords and all that, I've done it myself, and but they're not good, they're not ideal, because they can get overloaded and heat it up. And a lot of ladies, you know, in homes, they I know that they're very, you know, particular about how their living rooms and stuff looks, and sometimes you'll, not thinking, you'll throw a throw rug or something over one, and that can heat up and cause ignited fire.
Well, can I do a personal shout out then?
Absolutely.
Had to call the, I didn't have to, but family members had to call the fire department the other day, and I want to do a shout out to the Moss Volunteer Fire Department and their chief. If anyone sees him, tell him that we really appreciate. We had just a little electrical fire there and kind of smoked up the house a little bit, and those folks came in with the smoke detectors and everything in the world. And one of the things that I was really appreciative of was the fact that they weren't going to leave until they found out where that... They didn't just come in and say, hey, there ain't no fire here, so we'll see y'all later. They took time, and they found where the smoke came from, and we got that fixed up.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that, folks, that's it's something you don't want to have to think about, but it's also nice to know that just in a few minutes, a crew was there, and not only did they ascertain there wasn't an open fire somewhere in the building, but they also wanted to find out where that smoke come from, and they found it.
Find out where that source is at before we leave, because if you don't, you'll be worried. We're just, and not just us at Miles, everybody, all departments are like that.
Yes, I realize that.
Because they know, you know, it worries you to death. I don't like to walk off the morning not knowing for sure what's going on.
But, well, Mayor, we have made it through
extinguished
another...
Extinguished our time, I guess.
That's pretty good,
yeah,
now. That's
going on with what we were talking about. But, Thomas, again, thank you all so much for giving me the opportunity. And Lord be my helper, we'll try to continue to do this every month. I may not be able to do it every month, but I'll try my very best to come up whenever you want me to.
Okay, and also, before we go, have everyone to drive out through Moss now. Moss is a booming right now, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and we're blessed, and appreciate that for so much, because we're on the upswing.
Three new businesses are fixing to go there. We've got the barbecue place opening there, and an Express Mart. They're doing the groundwork there, and Dollar General's going to be open here for long, aren't they?
It is, and the new Family Dollar, I think they'll be opening next this coming Monday. I believe they'll be opening in their new store, so I don't know when their grand opening is, but I know they're planning on being open Monday, and if that don't happen, Pandora's going to kill me, because I said that. So, but we look forward to that, and all the things that's happening out in Moss, everybody that makes it possible, and nothing could be possible without the good Lord up above, and we appreciate everybody.
And on that note, we will see you again next week, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until that time. And it's been an absolute pleasure having my guest here with me this morning, and we'll be back next week, and looking forward to you being on the other end with us.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.